Now we come to the characters who are going to bring to life your story and your theme. You can do a lot of things with characters. You can have great fun with them. Don't forget, no matter how dark the story might be, to have a little humor. And the advantage of being the writer is that you can control the stories because you can come up with the perfect punchline and then go back to set it up. I remember doing that once with one of the Victorian stories. Monk was a little bit dour and a little bit frightened, and Hester had been a nurse in the Crimea with Florence Nightingale. She's got rather a sharp tongue. And he says early on in their acquaintance, "I hate clever women." She says, "Oh, I love clever men. It looks as if we're both to be disappointed." But back to the war stories. They involve four adult siblings in the Reevely family. The eldest is Joseph, and he's in his late 30s. He is a chaplain, a priest. The second is Hannah, the eldest sister. She's married to a naval officer, and she has children. The third is Matthew. He's single, and he's in Secret Intelligence Service. The fourth is Judith, and she is still a little bit wild. She loves to drive around the countryside very fast in her father's car. She'll end up on the battlefields driving an ambulance, which is a very different thing. They all have a backstory, and that is the things that happened in their lives before we meet them, which make them into the person that they are. Now, you, the writer, need to know the backstory. I would suggest you write half a page to a page of backstory on your main two or three characters. And that should include your protagonist and your antagonist, because nobody fights to the most desperate last ditch against an enemy who's not worthy of them. Joseph's backstory is that he was married and he loved his wife deeply. Didn't know her very well because they're fairly newly married. But she died in childbirth, so he lost his wife and his child in one devastating night. Now, he still wants very much to be a good man and a good chaplain, but he does not want to become emotionally involved. He gives up having an active parish priest position because he just doesn't want to get involved in other people's pain. But he wants to be a good priest. Now, those two things are mutually conflicting. You cannot really help people if you refuse to be involved in their pain. So therefore his